welcome to Come In and Swallow. And as you know, this is the second episode.
Ooh.
And it is all about threesomes. Comfortable. Is everybody comfortable? I gotta make sure my engineer is comfortable.
So comfortable.
You good? All right. So we gotta do this part. Viewer discretion is advised, or as Waleko said, my disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
That this content is very adult. Maybe too adult.
Grown.
No minors. All right. So, threesomes, right?
Yes.
Threesomes are normally two men, one girl.
Yes.
One girl. No, two girls, one guy. Uh-huh. Right? So. Where would you like to be in a threesome?
Oh, two girls.
Two girls?
I need it.
Two girls is the best.
Two girls.
I would love it.
All right. So I know where you guys stand on threesomes. Let's see. Who are you?
My name is Blake Owisa. I'm a comedian.
Why you moved the pillow?
Oh, no, I know. No, we're going to talk about threesomes. I don't want the wood to pop out.
I've already said I couldn't see your print and fucked you up with the great cut.
Why did you bring a bullshit from the old podcast? It was early. I was tired. Right this podcast, you can see the print now.
The gray sweats, you can see print, and I wasn't looking for it.
Because I was in a different mood. You got to be in the right mindset for the
But
mood.
Your voice was high, and all your teeth were showing, so that meant you were excited to see me, so wouldn't
Yeah, but excited and horny is different.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Who do I have here?
It's your boy, Alex Joaquin, Mr. AWE himself.
Yes, yes.
Artist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Artist activist. All about the music, all about the arts, all about the crafts, all about the love and light, you know?
Strong.
Yeah,
so, I like that.
Who do we have here? Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
God, you didn't let me go see. Hey, I am the owner of Naughty Dreams. Yeah. I am Crystal. Woohoo!
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Swallow. All right. So, when you come into my living room, because you guys have come into my living room, get it?
Facts.
Now you have to swallow. Yes. So, we do shots. And we don't do chasers here because you're only allowed to swallow.
It's the Amsterdam.
No chasers. No chasers.
Damn. Oh, my God.
We need to call
Diddy. We got to tell Diddy we need some Ciroc or something.
I'm afraid. Yeah. Get Diddy. Hey, Diddy, come sponsor Crystal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She swallow all kind of stuff.
Hello.
So, you know.
Jeez.
I know my friends love it because they never know what the fuck is going to come out of my mouth. And I never know what's going to go in. So cheers. Bottoms up.
Holla the play.
It's been so long since I've had that.
You good? Not used to swallowing?
Jesus, no. Let's double pause.
Okay. So.
Yeah,
we're again. Are you guys ready to tell all your naughty secrets?
Oh, yeah.
About
threesomes. I know, right? All right, let's go.
Yeah? All right.
Yes.
So I've had three threesomes. Alex, you've had
two.
And you've had
zero. Not yet. We gotta find
a couple women.
Two quarter chubs.
All right. Now, my threesome, one was two girls. No, that would have been way. I'm sorry. No, that's something else.
A new episode.
Sorry.
What's happening? All right.
My threesome was two guys, and one was the two girls. Which one did I enjoy more?
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed the girl.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Right. I really enjoyed it. Her tongue was so fucking soft. Now, I not understand why you niggas love getting head, because the tongue is, it's so much easier. But I also liked watching her get fucked by my nigga. So.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So, my first one was with two girls.
Okay.
And then the second one was with a guy and a girl.
Okay.
You know. Definitely the first one, you know, with the two girls, it was immaculate. You know, it was just a time. It was a journey. I was a young bull, just like trying to get my feet wet.
Yeah.
And like the girl was with it and was like, yo, let's do it. Set it up. Had the room. Got it popping. Wow. Got it popping.
So this is what happened with me. Okay, so look. I've always been.
Because I'm sure you've almost had one.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yo, so I was dating this girl and she was like, let's have a threesome. I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening, Alex. Let's do this. Let's do this. Or whatever, right?
I'm ready.
So we're looking for girls and I was like, what type of girl? She was like, it was weird because now she was like, the girl had to be like pretty, but not too pretty. Because right. She didn't want me to like pay too much attention to her. But she was pretty too or whatever.
Right.
But every time we're going to cross over and get a girl, she was like, no, I don't know if I want to share you. I was like, come on, just share with 45 minutes. 40, maybe 40, 35, okay, 36. Chris, okay, whatever. 12, all right, you know, whatever.
Let's be truthful. I'm going, you got two girls, you gonna last for 46 minutes?
I know I can't if I work out. If I work out, do a couple push-ups like V, get real strong like V, I know I can. I know I can. I know I can do it.
The little internet thinks he could.
But you know what it is, too? Because, like, I'm more, it's real weird, because, like, I'm more of a relationship guy, mm-hmm. right? So my girl's like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, but I want to.
But see, that's the thing. All mine have been my boyfriend. And I've always been like, hey, let's do this. Because I've never been the girl who's like, oh, I'm only doing this because he wants it. It's always been me going, hey, you know, how about we do this or we try this? So it's always been in my relationship.
It's weird because, and Alex, I don't know how it happened with you, but like, the girls I dated where I'm like, I've even, only one I brought that up to where it's like, it was almost going to happen, but all the other girls, I'd be like, nah, that bitch ain't with it.
So you know what makes a girl
with it?
Yeah. What do you think? Just her openness?
To be honest, I feel like that's what it is. I feel like if y'all connection or whatever, y'all understanding with each other is just open and y'all like fuck with each other, it's like she's open to do whatever. Right. You feel what I'm saying? And as long as you make her feel comfortable, like what I would say with the whole transition of trying to find a girl was once it was talked about for the threesome, it was like, I don't want to pick the girl because I don't want you to think that I got a side bitch that I'm trying to just fuck on.
Right.
So I'm going to let you pick her. I'm going to let you pick whoever you want to bring into the room. You know what I'm saying? And once you show me, like, who she is, it's like, oh, yeah, she's what's up. Because once you get your approval, if she approved for you, then that means she's going to be good for me. Because my whole thing is I'm trying to please you, you trying to please me, and she's trying to please us.
Right, right.
So it ain't even about the girl.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It's really about the two of y'all. And then the girl is just coming in to make sure that your lady is more comfortable, especially coming from a relationship standpoint. You feel me? Instead of just going around just fucking on whoever you want to fuck on.
Right.
I'll suck his dick after you suck his dick. Like that. Okay.
No, that works. Let's suck it together.
Oh my goodness. Only see this on next video. Not gonna lie.
Like, okay, so like you were saying, my first threesome was like way early.
Mm-hmm.
My dude was like, I think we should do it. And I'm like, okay, bring your coworker.
Oh, you already had one. Oh, you had a list. She had a list.
You were talking.
I'm like, bring your coworker. And he's like,
from human resources. Yeah.
It's a guy. Shut up.
Chicks, man. Hey, man. He's like, what? Chick, man. Be blind. She's like, no, that nigga just take
it. I seen the bracelet.
Yeah. He ain't Blanco.
I'm like, bring your coworker. Set the house up. I had lingerie on. We get in the room. I'm kissing on them. And the nigga just, like, sits in the corner. And I'm like, wait,
your dude?
Yeah, my dude. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And he like, I didn't think this was going to happen. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, my nigga, like, this is for you. And I was like, but I told you I wanted dick in both my holes. So I don't understand what the fuck your problem is. And he like, it's just, I'm so confused. So I'm like telling the other dude, like, just walk out. Let me chill. Let me get him calmed down and you can come back. And he like, I just didn't think you was going to do this. And I'm like, so you not a man of your word.
See that
dick in both of her holes.
Yeah.
Anybody catch that? All right.
No, I caught it.
Right.
Caught it, all right.
And then my last one was about a year ago. And I told my dude, like, I want a girl. I want to watch you fuck her. And he was like, all right, I'll set it up. that nigga was like the freakiest nigga I've ever been with. And he was, I told him, like, we can fuck her because we fucking her together. And then you pick her. I don't care what she look like. I'm comfortable enough that if you leave me for her, then you leave me for her. Hmm. If not, fuck it. You know? That shit was fucking amazing.
Really?
I was high and drunk. I was getting my pussy ate. I had dick in my mouth. I was like, that was the fucking life.
Yes.
I mean, God bless you. No, it's just, no, and you know, we talked about this on, you know, on our podcast, and Alex, please chime in, like, you know, the social norm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny because people like that. People been doing this forever, since the beginning of time. But it's just how open you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at it. Even now, the subculture now, where it's like, nah, nigga, I'm fucking, we fucking this
we
bitch.
We fucking her, yeah. Why not?
Because it's a group, it's a team. Like,
but
you
see,
are,
like, there's
you
this,
are a
this,
team.
There's this thing on Twitter.
You are a team.
That I saw. Right, we tag team in this bitch. If bitch, get her. You, let's go.
It's because think about it like this, bro. You get a piece, you got your main piece, you know what I'm saying? And you giving her the work. You
I
know,
thought this is how my life would be. Right?
Impressive.
I thought that's how my life would
be. Remarkable.
I don't know if you guys can see that, but it's two girls and a guy, and he's smashing her and one girl on top. I thought that's how my life would be.
It's like, once you got your main one and you doing all that with her,
right,
it's like, now it's we moving on to something. We want to experience
right.
something else together. You feel what I'm saying? It's not no more about, like, me being selfish or, like, my own fantasies and shit.
It's funny because it seems like that honesty mm-hmm. helps that relationship.
Facts.
Because, like, even Alex, when you were, like, when I was telling you about the girl, like, she was, my girl was like, nah, I'm not too open about it. It's actually my fault because I should have told her from up top. Like, yo, mm-hmm. I'm interested in this.
Right.
Are you down for it?
Right.
Well, life is short. If I can, let me fuck two chicks at once. Come on,
just let me do it. That's all it takes. I will be okay.
Which is one of the next questions I have is: would you be jealous watching your partner have sex with someone else if it was part of a threesome?
No.
So you wouldn't mind? You wouldn't mind getting your watching your girl get smashed by another dude?
Nah. If we have. Here's my viewpoint, because I've had this conversation with a lot of women, and it's like, okay, if I'm okay with having a threesome with two women, you know what I'm saying,
right.
and fucking both of them, and if she wants to have another guy, like, you know what I'm saying, like, even, that's my, but it all is fair, love and war.
And that's the problem, a lot of guys are really
selfish.
Yes. When it comes to,
right, I was just like,
or no, it's, I don't know if it's, competition where you be like, it's two guys and I don't want my dick next to his, and you be like, you fucking, why are you watching his dick? Like, I don't want it that close to me. It's dick. It's all the same. It might be a little size difference, but normally
mine is different.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize, gentlemen. All dick is not the same. It's like all pussy isn't the same. It's all the same fucking shit.
Nah.
I disagree.
It might have a little more vein. It might have a little more head. But dick is still the same.
My mushroom's different.
You know what? Your mama taught you to be different. That's fine. But dick is still the same. It's just the same
no,
shit.
No, but to answer, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want my girl being fucked by another. Maybe I'll take it. I am selfish. I don't know. I don't want to see my girl being fucked by another dude. But I do want her to see me fuck another girl. Like, that's what
so
I like.
Then that's not your girl. Like, you don't want it for your girl. Like, you just want it to happen. You just want it to be done. So it don't matter, like, if it's, like, just a homegirl that you know, and it's like, oh, we finna have a threesome. Like, just as long as you get your threesome, you cool. But once you're in that relationship, you're like, I still want to do this because it's my girl, and I want to open it up to her, but I don't want her to get fucked. So you got to do that shit on the flip side before you get into the relationship. You get what I'm saying?
Because
then it's like, she not my girl, but I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still doing my thug dizzle. The homie still doing his thug dizzle. And that's probably the coolest part. Like, this last time with the guy and the girl, it was so unexpected. Like, it was so unexpected. And I wasn't even trying to, like, smack. I was just trying to get some head. I was like, let me just see if I can just
She's a community worker. She's a community servant. For her to do that, this is a woman that should be honored and respected.
Okay.
To help out these two men at the same time. It's incredible. Good for her.
Okay. And once I got done, I went, cleaned myself up, and went and chilled while he kept going to work.
Now, this is my next question. Congratulations. High five.
Because he's not insecure. You know what I'm saying? He's not insecure. He's just like, yeah, I just wanted a little head left.
Right, just
next question.
What I need. I'm out of here.
Watch a moment.
Why is it that niggas will do a threesome with girls that are their girlfriends but won't wife a girl that they've had a threesome with?
So you mean the third girl?
No, the current girl.
You like, said but won't wife her?
Yeah, like they don't see her as being wife material. Like, I'm down for her to be the girlfriend, we'll fuck, we do everything, but she not wife material.
Social norms? There's a different type of pressure of like...
People in your ear?
Yeah, there's this image of a wife. Or like our girlfriend has to be perfect and be chill.
And you know, together.
And you talked about this off camera or whatever. It's very interesting because like I looked at like some friends that are married that have really good relationships where they'd be like, no, we have a sex closet. I'm like, shit, there's a closet of different things or whatever. And it gets to keep you guys young, keep the relationship moving forward. But we have this normal. We need a wife that's just like
perfect,
born
good girl. Yeah, and most niggas marry. The boring girl. And I like really fucking blow my mind.
Can I tell you why?
Because you don't want the wild chick. And I'm like, I have to realize that I'm never gonna get wiped because I'm wild.
It's a settle. When a man goes for the boring and the whatever type instead of what he actually wants that wild, he's settling because he's afraid that if I go this route, if I deal with this person and all their baggage and all this other shit, my life ain't gonna work out the same.
But you don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why I say they settle. They're like, I know over here I can get some type of comfortability. I know I can still manage some shit. I know I can still.
So is it more or less, I know she's not gonna cheat on me. I know she's not gonna do this.
No, because you know, everybody cheat.
Everybody cheat.
You know, yo, anybody, you know, I know.
Shit. Yeah, you know.
But you know what it is too, also Alex, is that term. When a nigga gets married or he's like in a real committed relationship, it's like, oh, he's settling down. We have to stop using that term.
Right.
Because like to say settle, it's like lower. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it makes you, a woman like you, look like, oh no, you can't settle down with her. Why not? Honestly, it seems like a woman like you, it's like you have fun. Like you'll be like you married for 20 years and be like, man, this has been fun.
Right.
That's what you
but
want.
It's always been no, you're too wild. You're unpredictable, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like I got a good job, got a degree, business, got a house, do this, and I'm like,
well, monotony. You know, repetition. People, they expect marriage to be the repetition. We don't expect the excitement. We think having a girlfriend and you're young, that's what excitement.
That's where the fun is. But once you get the wife, you're at home with it. You're not doing all the same shit that she was doing before the marriage.
But we forget. We are in control. We can make our marriage exciting. We can make that long relationship. You can make it exciting. Like, yo, let's do this.
However you want it to be.
Yeah, people don't. Yeah, that's the thing. People don't be putting effort. Once they have the ring, I'll be like, nah.
You get past that first year.
You get comfortable.
Yeah.
So, speaking of couples, would you feel comfortable having a threesome with a couple that you were friends with? So, if your married friends hit you up and was like, hey, come
that's a great fucking question.
So, I'm going to just put this out there right now because we're just talking about it. I got like two like lesbian friends like that are together that if they were to be like, yo, we need that, I would probably run it.
Oh, yeah, if I got lesbian for a couple,
But if it was a non-lesbian couple?
Because it's different, because there's other dynamics, right? Let's say, I'm just thinking about my friends that are married, right? If I know, like, they have kids...
I
don't want to be looking at them like, yeah, they got fuck your mom.
Fuck your mama!
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
like,
just...
why are you walking out the house?
Right. Like, you know, we watching the game together, and she walks in, and I'm like, yeah, I know that walk. Like,
I don't want... You got that
should be watching the Laker game. That's Oh, you did it too? Yeah, she did that thing.
You know? Yeah.
I think it was like a lesbian couple friend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I don't know, because it's sex is very emotional. And it does something differently to your chemical, like, imbalance. So it's like, if I'm with my cousin or somebody I grew up with, and we both fucked her. And then, like, I don't know.
And it's still, when you talk about marriage, it's still a sacred, like.
Yeah.
Is it really sacred still?
In principle.
The way I look at it, principle. You feel me? So you say you got your husband and your wife, like, y'all married. Like, that's y'all union. You know, and if I know, like, the dude, like, is, like, one of my boys. Like, my dudes. And he's like, hey, yo, bro, my girl's, like, wants you to come.
Come into the bedroom.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Would it be more or less you were concerned with the feelings of what would go on? Like, y'all, it would change your dynamic of how the
relationship would be? Absolutely. I mean, his wife.
Not the girlfriend, not the side chick.
So if she came to you and said, my husband is comfortable with you smashing, we want to have a threesome.
First of all, if like Alex said, if I'm friends with the husband, he needs to come to me.
I gotta talk
she
to
can't
him.
Come
Why?
To me.
No,
because I only know her through him. He's gotta come. That's gonna look real weird.
So it would be, you would feel super uncomfortable if she said, hey.
Yeah, some fucking R. Kelly down low shit.
I wouldn't.
No.
Look at the nails.
I would rather it be like a random couple.
Yeah.
Like if it was a random couple that's just out at the club and they just see me and they're like, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
You like your vibe, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, she cute. I'm fucking shit out of her.
Yeah, because no.
Because you gave me permission.
This is the question. Would you let him fuck the shit out of you?
No.
No. We're gonna double pause on that.
What is she trying to do today on this episode?
What's in this?
Cause she really thinking that we some other type of dudes if we not.
I gotta ask.
You asked once, that's enough. You gotta answer.
It has been clear.
Alex is all man likes all women. I'm all man like all women. No, we good. We good, bruh. You take that to West Hollywood. We out here.
Damn.
All
right.
That's another question. You got a tattoo in your brain? 22 tattoos you got down in your brain?
Look, I'm very open and honest, and you just knocked my
earring out. My fault. You got that on downtown LA. My fault.
He's the Aldo.
Oh, Aldo.
Yeah.
Is Aldo better?
Then
it's a liquor talking. Go next question.
He wants to have me go way off.
Oh, no. She's going to yell at me. You're going to be able to Friday yell at me?
Okay. So, what is your ideal fantasy threesome?
Alex, go first.
So do you want mine? Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to roll it. You know you want to talk about it.
My ideal is like we have a sex swing where I'm getting fucked, right? And she is on my face. Like we getting real fucking adventurous. Like that is where I am in my life. Like if some shit don't send me to the ER, I don't fucking want it.
What? The ER? What's happening right now?
Like, I want some shit that you gonna be like, yeah, we can't even talk about this shit. Like, that shit was so crazy. Like, that one night, yeah, that's it. That's all we gonna talk about was that one night.
I'm gonna be graphic.
Okay, I like graphic. Right. I'm a very visual person.
Alright, so, I love black women. Black women are incredible. That's my disclaimer.
I'm not black, though.
But you are.
Women of African descent, I love you. Okay. Right?
You're melanated.
Okay.
I'm melanated.
I want a real nice, thick black woman like fucking, what's her name? Like Beauty Dior. Like a nice fat ass, right? That's a porn star, right? And then I want like a... I know who it was. Who am I next to? Right?
Keep going.
I love the cold skin. I need a thick white woman like Sarah J.
Okay.
Right. That'd be perfect. And I want Sarah J to be
not
like,
Angela White.
No, but close. I like where you're going.
Her titties are really nice.
Sarah J. Oh, no, but Sarah J. I don't know. Okay. Sarah J, she just takes it. She
old school. She's seasoned.
She's a veteran. Yeah. All right? And then I want, Sarah J to be dressed like a white maid, like a maid.
Okay.
And I want Beauty Dior to be made. Right. I want Beauty Dior to be like a black maid, and I want to come in and we have like I walk in and I'm like we role play.
Okay.
And just all night.
Okay. All night.
And so
you want your rhinos, huh?
I'm all right. And excuse my life. I want to bust in both of them.
Okay. Yeah, where? Yeah.
Oh, well, in the vagina. Oh. Okay. In their pussy. See, I check
no,
the PC.
Anal.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anal.
Okay.
But I got to bust in that box.
You
got
to let off.
Let
off in the box.
Let off.
Let off in the box.
Let off in the box. I'm sorry.
I want it on the PJ. Like, I want the PJ. I want... You know,
what's the PJ to the fans and maybe one of the
right
guests the private jet, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay, ooh, baller, okay, right. Oh, okay,
that's an entrepreneur. Yeah. Artist,
I'm
over
like, here, like, Best Western Hotel, he's got the PJ.
No, so, and it's not even those particular. I'll take that back. I want like a nice chocolate, like a rich. Motherland chocolate.
I'm trying to tell you, boy, that chocolate, like, that melanin. I tell you, get your mom.
Oh my gosh, I
saw
a young lady from Ethiopia, like when I was on set, and her skin was so. I was just like, I just want to look at you all day.
I've been trying to get into this Ethiopian club for years. So, let me in.
We gonna get there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a nice chocolate and then a nice caramel.
Ooh.
You know, petite. Not too much, not too little. You know what I'm saying?
Titties don't matter, ass don't matter.
Nah. I mean, I'm a titty. I'm really a titty guy.
Really?
Like, for sure.
As a black man, wow.
For sure.
Wow, that's interesting.
I'm a titty. I like.
I know a lot of titty men.
I like titties, but I need that ass though.
No, I mean, because here's my thing. You can all the ass can grow. The more you fuck it, the ass is gonna grow.
Interesting.
Yeah, you fuck the ass right. You fuck it right a couple times. That shit gonna start building and it's gonna shape and mold how you want it to be.
That's why
I'm not really like the ass can come and go. You know, but them titties and who you are, that's all woman. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all gotta be careful now because a lot of people are getting things done now.
That shit is trash.
Yeah.
It's trash. Like, for no reason, because I don't understand. That natural beauty is just something totally different.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Way better.
It's way better.
Way better.
Like, you know. But, yeah, I just want to go on a PJ. So, basically, we can go from L.A. to New York. So, the duration from L.A. to New York.
Nowhere further? No, like, 14-hour type.
Nah, I'm cool.
5 hours is enough?
Yeah, that's smooth. I don't need too much. You know, I don't want to be greedy. Because I'm going to do a whole, that's a long time in the air.
That's
so are
saying.
They role playing as your flight attendant?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see it.
They ain't even. You feel me? I'm just gonna walk on the train. Mr. Alex, your royal penis is king, your highness. Hello.
Let me tell you something, boy. Get your dick sucked 4,000 miles in the air. That's incredible.
Have you had it done?
No.
Have you had it done?
No, that's on the way.
Have you had it done? No.
Oh. Come on.
Have you done it?
No. I wanted to, but the time I went on the plane with two people, I wasn't trying to fuck neither one of y'all.
I wasn't on the plane.
Oh, you wasn't on the plane.
Exactly.
I wasn't trying to fuck him. Not at all.
No.
And every other time I'm on the plane by myself. But
see, I feel like that'll be the time, like, when it is those international flights, when it can actually happen.
Fly to Georgia, can't do it. They're a flight.
Houston to L.A.
Yeah, right. Only one bathroom break. You try to get it, they're serving those cheap ass like cashews and fucking
peanuts,
bro. Dr. Pepper or
water.
Yeah.
All right. So because I do educate, we do have to talk about the key points of threesomes. Mm. So
talk to me.
The boundaries are definitely one of our key points and the most important. Especially if you're in a relationship like we spoke of. Mm. Making sure that both of you guys are comfortable. Mm-hmm. Communication is key.
Right.
If your girl is asking, then that means she's already thought about it.
Yeah.
Already. Got it planned out.
She actually knows
she
who she wants.
Right.
She's just waiting on you to say yes.
And early time, you know, in the beginning, we say, you know, ask like, so have you ever done one? Would you be interested in it? That's me trying to figure out where you are. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, when she comes to you and tell you, like, this is what I want to do, a lot of guys are up to it, but always, you know, express how you feel truthfully and honestly, because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where both of you guys are now no longer talking because of this threesome.
Because you didn't got in your feelings because she was smacking on the same dude that you said she could bring.
And that's another thing. Feelings are a very important part. So jealousy. Important. You cannot get mad when that person is fucking your girl and you sitting there and now all of a sudden you talk about killing the nigga because he's smashing her wrong or she's screaming wrong. No.
And she don't like it like that.
She don't like it.
Right.
Why yelling that much?
Why you smacking her ass that hard?
So, feelings, you definitely have to leave at the front door or the bedroom door and understand that's all y'all come to.
He's smashing your girl. You're like, no, nigga, don't smash her like that, nigga. Slow strokes.
You got a slow stroke. You going too fast, my nigga. You going too fast.
No, nigga, kiss her on the neck like this. Watch me.
Listen, you follow me. Follow my follow my lead.
Threesomes definitely should not be used as a tool to save your relationship. Just like a baby, the threesome is not going to save your relationship.
No, you know, I think that's very important you say that because I've heard from friends or other couples that have said, like, well, maybe, you know, the spice of the bedroom will bring somebody else. And it's like, no, nigga, you got more problems.
The first thing you need to do is solve your problems. You can't run.
You can celebrate with the threesome after overcoming the problem.
But you can't run because guess what? That shit going to catch up to you. And now you got a bigger problem because he done fucked her. You already mad that he not doing something, and your whole little dynamic of relationship has changed.
Right. You come late. Oh, so you fucking Clarissa again?
Right. And now it's a second guess of, where are you?
That's an old man.
Are you still fucking?
I don't even have her name.
Yeah.
I don't have her number. I don't have her number. I ain't talking to her.
Also, make sure that your relationship can handle your threesome. Mm. And when you guys do decide on a threesome, I need you guys to ask why. Why are we doing this? And if your answer is to make the relationship better, you should not be fucking having a threesome. If it is because you guys want to explore and be open and see what's new, then yes, that sounds a little more than we was just bored. Nah.
Hey, I got one lesson. Make sure that the person you bring in is clean.
Yeah,
you know,
let me see. Disease is real.
Make sure you
listen. Disease is
real. I was
real.
Just gonna be like, make sure you guys always use condoms, cause you never know. We got this new strand of HIV from the Masters.
HPV, HPV induced cancers.
Human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, human papillomavirus. Yeah.
That's not HIV.
No, but it has the same motor transmission. So a lot of these chicks that be induced to be getting HIV, they die from HPV-induced cancers. So we got to be, especially us being black, we got to be very, because I'm fucking this bitch, fucking that bitch. Nope, get that HPV, my nigga. Yeah, and think about it, you can get HPV, you can get penile cancer, throat cancer from that shit. Yeah, that shit is real. So, like, even, sex is great, be very safe.
Very safe. It's always safety first, people.
I'm the one talking about busting in two chicks being safe. What the fuck? Busting off.
Listen.
I'm not busting off in a condom either, nigga.
My threesome had come on my titties. That's why I prefer it. On my titties.
Oh, yeah. The pull-out game is super strong.
Oh, I'm undefeated in that.
Undefeated.
Pull-out game. You can't pull out if you're in a condom.
Why? You supposed to still pull out while you got the condom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand, but we ain't got no kids over here either.
No, we still gonna pull out.
Yeah.
We gonna still pull out, you know?
No, keep it in daddy.
Nope.
I gotta pull out.
What girl is she fucking and watch her voice like that?
Hey, don't worry about what I do. All right, I'm over here, I'm getting my...
We gonna work on him.
We need the two. We need two people.
I need two.
We need two women. You know, preferably a black and a white. Interracial loving.
He like that swirl.
Yeah.
It's that Oreo, like,
but he said the fantasy.
Okay.
Sarah J, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has a body like a
woman. We gotta make sure that everybody's comfortable, everybody's safe. Please use safe words. Safe words are extremely important.
How do you get to a point of having safe words?
Okay, so because I like very
extreme
bondage, choking. I like my hair pulled. I like being tied up. I like being whipped. So we have a conversation of if it goes too far.
Pineapples.
It's California.
That's a long safe word.
Yeah.
Wait, so when it's too much, it's in California.
Yeah, when it's too much, and I'm like, can't breathe. But I kind of want to try the asphyxiation thing where I'm he's fucking me till I pass out. But I don't know if I'm ready to die yet.
Nobody's trying to fuck a corpse. Like, I mean.
Hey, but there is a law about that in Nevada. Like, you're not allowed to fuck.
Well, yet. No, she is. Yeah. Who would try to fuck a dead person? That's wrong. Ew! That smelled worse than rotten fish. Oh.
So, always use safe words.
Don't fuck once.
Because
no, no fault.
That level. Sorry, guys. I know I'm like my bondage.
California.
Have y'all not noticed that everything I post on Instagram and mostly
it's with
bondage.
The swing, it's with the
swing,
tied up.
Rope, tied up, handcuffs, whip hand wheel. I really make him relight the candle because I wanted to play in the candle wax.
And you like the wax on you?
Yeah.
This is too much.
Why?
You're so over the place. Yeah, I just turned to a real conservative right now. Like, this is too much.
Just settle. This is
settle. Oh, you see, I said the word. We just settle down.
Oh, you want me to settle down?
Put on a long dress. No, good.
Yeah, no, I have fun with wax. Okay. Yeah, I was having too much fun.
Yeah, I'm afraid of her.
You said you weren't afraid of me.
Yeah, for like a week, for like 4 days. Now I'm afraid. It's too much. What? You saw the wax and you said, ooh, the wax. I'm like, what's happening right now?
She gonna
in the middle of the
she
podcast.
Gonna she gonna pour it on your chest.
Yeah. You let me pour it on you. No?
No, not yet.
Anyway.
Said it could do it off the camera.
Yeah, off the camera.
It's not fun off the camera.
Continue with your list. I don't know what's happening right now. Continue with your list.
Okay, so you have boundaries, safe words, make sure that everyone is safe, mm-hmm. and please, and communication. And then after your threesome, communicate with that person. You're going to make sure. But that's also like with bondage, too, after you've role played, you always want to give that tender love and care afterwards, just so they know, we're still okay.
Yeah.
We're good. Mm-hmm. All right?
You also got to ask, did you like it?
Nah,
do
brother.
People still ask that?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. No. Because it's like if you're not...
If you can't make me come...
On the first time, it's a stop. Like, the session is over. But if you get through a whole session and it's like exhaustion and, laid out on the bed, it's like, I didn't get my job. I don't need your approval. I got my approval. We work today. We work today.
Taking notes, ladies. I'm taking
we
notes.
We work today.
I'm sorry. I got to stop playing with the candle wax. Okay.
She got that wax on her fingers. Can't get it off.
It was so fun. It's off too.
What are you, Icarus? Like, it's just candle. Like, what's happening?
Candle wax is fun. Okay. So I want to thank you guys for coming on and talking about our threesome.
No, thank you. For
I scared
having
the shit out of this nigga.
Oh, I'm off the hook. Out of here.
But I want you guys to know that he has a podcast.
Podcast called What's the Hook Podcast. Follow me on IG. We also have YouTube. We did a great episode with Crystal and Naughty Dreams. Really, really great episode. And you guys get ready for season 3.
Boom.
And we find you where?
Oh, Instagram, Bileko Azizawisa, BILEKOAZIZAWISSA. Crystal will put it at the link at the bottom of the page, or she'll tag us.
That was a long ass name.
What was my name? What am I supposed to do?
You never thought about a short name. No, wait. No. I was at your open mic and I heard what your full name is, so that.
It's
fine.
A shortened
version. That
shortened.
Is a way shortened version.
Yep. And she was cutting with me.
You also have your open mic.
Yeah, open mic, Mingles Tea Bar, Bantu Boys. It's every Friday at Mingles Tea Bar on Crenshaw in Manchester. Free to the public, $5 to perform. We have rappers, comics, actors.
I promise I won't heckle.
No, you're good, because you brought good energy. Yeah, it's really good. We try to highlight talent in the community. So, yeah.
And Alex?
Well, you can find me on all social media platforms at AwakenDawg, AWKNDAWG. My new project God Will Establish is out now on all streaming platforms, so go cop that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And stay tuned for the more visuals.
Yeah.
All right, and you can find me on Pornhub.
X video.
No. Look. I tried. You're not on it. I tried. Couldn't find you.
Damn.
You just
looked up the wrong name. It's the alias name, man. You gotta see.
You gotta know the nigga who's with me.
Once you're not scared.
You learned.
Why would I do my research tonight? I don't find you.
But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at naughtydreams_. You can find me at the website, which is naughtierdreams.com. You can find me on Facebook at ndreams. I pretty much put my phone number on Instagram. If you want to hit me up, hit me the fuck up.
Hey, but you gotta be with it. You gotta be ready.
Because when I talk to you and you ask me some shit, I'm gonna answer you right back, even if I'm at work.
Because I'm my own boss.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
When you're at work.
Oh God. But then there's my engineer who never wants to be on
Come
camera.
Come on, B. Shout out to B.
He's gotta be a great job. Man.
But I got his information is there too. So thank you guys. Have a good night.